text just in. Why would Ms. Cox think that all men use electric shavers these days? Has Pat Rabbit supplied her with data on cavemen? Anyway, did you know that if you leave your broadband contract early, you are likely to be charged an early exit fee? If not, you're one of a majority who's in the dark about this practice. These days, we sign up to so many consumer contracts, not just broadband, but also telephone, mobile, energy, insurance products, and a lot more. If you leave any of them early, you could face a penalty. But if you at least know that penalties exist, you'll make the right decisions, hopefully, about leaving and switching your contract so that you can save money. Tina Leonard is here to explain.
Good morning, Miles.
Okay, tell us more about cancellation fees and getting tied into contracts.
Into contracts. And I think usually when you use the word contracts, people think of something really big and, a marriage contract or a job contract or something like this. But in fact, when you enter into an agreement for a mobile phone deal or a landline or a broadband or insurance or whatever, it's a contract. It's a legally binding contract. And you're agreeing to the terms and conditions of it when you sign up for the service. Now, of course, the vast majority of people don't read the terms and conditions.
Because the print is too small.
The print is too small and it's hidden away and sometimes it's not the clearest, and all of that could certainly be better. But the thing is, as well, we have more and more of these contracts because we have the broadband and we have the TV subscription. We have all of that. So there are more and more of these contracts in our lives. And because we're trying to save money, we're also looking for better deals and trying to switch. And where the problem can potentially lie is if you switch at the wrong time. In other words, if you cancel your current contract at the wrong time, because you mightn't know that if you do cancel at the wrong time, you might have to pay for it. Bearing in mind that all of these contracts, like you're not negotiating a one-to-one deal with the company. It's a one-size-fits-all. So everyone can go in, check the contract of whatever their service provider is on the website and find out.
And by and large, can we assume that these contracts are for 12 months?
They're often for 12 months. Sometimes, especially with the mobile phone operators, they're longer now. They're 24 months. Some of them even 36 months. An awfully long time to get tied into something.
You'd know you're signing up for a 24-month.
I have certainly spoken to people who have faced big penalties because they switched to another supplier and they didn't realise they'd, a year and a half even to go in their contract, which is amazing. And, the comparison site uswitch.ie, they recently published a survey and it showed that 63% of Irish consumers do not know that there are penalties when leaving. It was broadband contracts they were looking at. They didn't know there were penalties. So I thought, that's a really high figure, and that lack of clarity could cost consumers dear, not only when it comes to broadband, but any contract. So let's look and see what the cancellation fees that may apply.
OK, so energy, which would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, well, we all have energy contracts. So there's a good one to start. We all have electricity, at least. Many have gas as well. But the penalties for leaving early are pretty straightforward, and they're not break the bank penalties, but they're still there. So with electricity, it's 50 euro in year one or 25 euro in year two. So that's on a 2-year contract. If you're on a dual fuel package with electricity, so if you've gas and electricity, it costs you more to leave early. This is if you're leaving early now.
So you get a contract with electricity and two months later you sell the house and essentially...
Now, there are differences if you're selling a house and moving on. And when it comes to energy, people listening will know that even if you're, let's say, selling the house and you don't have the name or whatever of somebody new coming in and there needs to be a disconnection, or you're moving somewhere new and there needs to be a reconnection, there are fees for that too.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So there are plenty of fees that you need to know about. But this is if you want to leave your contract early because you think you can get a better deal elsewhere. And if you're on that dual fuel package with electricity, it's 100 euro, the cancellation fee in year one, and 50 in year two. Now, if you just have a 1-year contract with them, it's 25 euro or 50 euro if it's dual fuel. So though they're the sort of prices. Both Electric Ireland and Flowgas charge a 50 euro exit fee. So that's pretty straightforward. Bord Gáis don't list one, but of course, there's loads of prices, other fees as well. Like if we spoke about moving a house there, if you move house and you can't provide the name of a new inhabitant, like it's over 140 euro that you have to pay Bord Gáis, for example, to unlock your gas meter. Mm. It's over 97 for electricity. So there are lots of things to consider. when closing down your energy contract. But knowing that means at least that you know how to avoid paying them. That's the whole point today.
You can do. Okay, yeah. Phone and broadband, which would be contracts, I think, more familiar to people, particularly the phone contract.
Absolutely. And you might have a landline at home, you might not. Almost everyone has a mobile phone, some have many. And broadband, I think it's almost two-thirds of households now have broadband contracts. So a lot of people with those contracts. And if you leave early from any of them, you're going to have to pay something. And rather than have fixed early exit fees, what tends to happen when it comes to these sorts of contracts, the telecoms contracts, is you'll usually end up paying whatever is left to pay on your contract. So, for example, let's say you had a €45 a month tariff and then you leave, but you've 2 months to go until your contract would naturally have ended. Then you pay the 90, 45 by 2 months equals €90. Let's say you're paying €30 a month and you've 6 months left. Now it's €30 by six, it's 180. So that's usually how an exit fee or a cancellation fee or a termination fee, call it what you want, that's usually how it's calculated here. But even when it comes to these sort of things, your mobile phone and broadband, there are options to avoid lengthy contracts in the first place. Because where people get into trouble is those two-year contracts and so on. And halfway through they go, oh crikey, this is, you know, I can do better and so on. And they want to leave and they leave without finding out that they still have time to go. So, you know, you can, for example, when it comes to broadband, one of the providers, Magnet, they don't have contracts at all. So therefore, there's no termination. You're not terminating contract. And so no fee. With Sky, they give you a longer change of mind period. That's 30 days. Change of mind, this is, of course, at the very start of a contract when you have that cooling off period. For mobile phone, pay as you go, or SIM only contracts where you don't get a handset, you just get the SIM. They're all only 30 days long, those contracts, which means you just have to give a month's notice all the time to cancel. So if you're worried about getting into long contracts, then there are other ways of doing it. But other than that, be wary about getting into long contracts for those sorts of things, and know if you leave early, you'll have to pay.
So, then TV.
TV, well, if you have a subscription with UPC, for example, the cancellation fee is €200. That's if you cancel within the 12-month contract period. Contracts are for 12 months. If you're Sky, again, if you end your contract within that first 12-month period, again, you pay a penalty. It is charged on what you would have paid up till the end of the contract period, but it's not exactly a multiple of the monthly charges because they do it on the number of days. But it's a similar calculation. But again, that's TV. Lots of people listening are using Serviu. There's no contract there. Or you might have a TV service via a satellite dish and free to air and so on. Again, there's no contract, no monthly subscription there. So you don't have a contract, ergo no penalties. So, but know if you are with Sky and UPC, there may be penalties for leaving. So again, it's always keeping an eye on when the contract date ends.
Now, insurance policies, there are exit, I mean, that comes as a bit of a surprise to me that there's a contractual basis in terms of entrance and exit, if you like, from an insurance company.
Yeah, do you know, policy. When people sign up to contracts, even if you're buying home insurance or whatever, and with any insurance, people tend not to look at how to leave. It's always about how do I join? And the companies are always how to get you to join. You know, it's how much is it going
to
cost me?
What
am I going to get?
Leaving.
No one ever tells you how to leave. So this is why it's important to consider it. But look, even with the home insurance policy, motor insurance policy, I mean, if you cancel midterm, the usual is that you're going to have to pay the remainder of the monthly payments owed. Sometimes there's an additional administration fee as well. I think in that category, usually people don't leave midterm. They run, you know, your motor insurance comes up in September every year and you go for it. So it isn't one where I see lots of problems. But one that where people are switching a lot is health insurance. And with health insurance, there are very specific penalties for leaving. And people, of course, are switching because the prices of the premiums have been going up and up and up and up. And people need to leave to get better deals.
You can't even change the contract within the 12-month period to stay with the same provider.
With the same provider. Yeah. And, given it's so understandable that people need to get out and look for better deals, but there are administration fees, etc. So if you're with Aviva and you leave midterm, they charge an admin fee of €25, but also the levy, you know, the health insurance levy on a pro rata basis. So depending on how many months you've left. Similar sort of thing with VHI, except it's a €50 admin fee for leaving midterm. And again, the health insurance levy on a pro rata basis. For their dental cover, it's €40. Then you look at Glow Health. They may charge you the balance left. So the monthly charge multiplied by however many months you've got left, or they might charge you the levy. They seem to have some discretion there. Leia Healthcare are going to charge you the remainder of the premium owed. So again, with health insurance, if you're thinking, I can't, this is too much for me, I got to leave now, just look and see when the end date is. Because also, these charges from the health insurers have only come in the last few years. So we're not really used to these. These have only come in the last 2 years or so.
A couple of texts. Somebody says, I'm currently stuck in a contract with O2, which I didn't sign up to in the first place. Help. I'm not sure how you can be
stuck in a
contract.
I don't know how you can be in a contract
that you didn't sign up to.
See, maybe this is the thing. People say, I didn't sign a contract.
Yeah.
But a contract, you can enter into a contract verbally. So maybe this person went into an O2 store or spoke to somebody on the phone and spoke through a particular deal and said, yes, I will, I'll take that, thank you very much. Then you're agreeing essentially to signing up to a contract and you're in a legally binding deal. So maybe that's how the person signed up. You know, other options, if that person is stuck in something, I mean, first of all, call the service provider and find out when the contract ends and so on. Ask for proof, you know, telephone call recordings, etc., that you did agree verbally. There doesn't have to be anything in writing, absolutely not. But maybe that person can change to a different contract within the same provider.
Yeah.
That can often happen after a minimum number of months, especially with the telecoms provider. So maybe that's an option there.
Somebody says, can you please ask about the 1 month notice on a mobile plan, even though the contract might be for 12 months?
Oh, yes. Now, this is very important because this is giving notice. I'm talking about the penalties. But even when you're telling somebody you want to end your contract, so let's say your contract ends at the end of September, you will want to tell them now because almost all of them require a month's notice. So the TV companies require a month's notice, the phone companies require a month's notice. And the reason why it's important to do that is because if you have end of September in your head as the end and you forget about the month, if you tell them you want to leave at the end of September and the contract says the terms and conditions say you have to give a month's notice, they'll still require you to give another month. So you're going to have to pay another month.
It's a 13-month contract.
You're going to have to pay another month. Yeah. So it's why I always say if you're thinking about switching and changing and looking at your contract, you note the date that it ends and then you count back a month. And I suppose a little bit before that is when you do your research as to what you might change to, and then you give them a month's notice.
Ronan in Cork says phone companies will ring up offering you new discounts on your phone and broadband bundle, better speed, etc. Only when you ask directly will they tell you this entails a new 12-month contract.
Yeah, I agree with Ronan that it can be it can seem unclear to people that they're signing up to a new thing, and that is worrying. You will tend to get a call when you're coming to the end, you know, maybe 6 weeks away from the end of a contract, and are you happy with this and do you want more and so on. So you as the customer have to take some responsibility as well and make sure that you ask, okay, what is this about? Am I coming to the end of my contract? Because they mightn't even directly say that. When exactly does it end? If I'm agreeing to this, am I entering a new contract? How long is it for? You have to ask the questions because it should be clearer. I really think it should be.
But you have to assume that if they ring you up and offer you a new deal or a slight discount, or maybe this is a package that might suit you better, you have to assume you're coming to the end of your contract.
You usually are. Sometimes companies will ring you midterm and say how you're getting on, what can we do for you and so on, but they will ring you 6 weeks to 4 weeks before the end, absolutely. So ask the questions. I think one of my contracts was up for renewal there not that long ago, and I remember very clearly the call I got, which did not specifically say, it didn't start with, oh hello Tina, you're coming to the end of your contract, let's talk about it. It started with, are you happy with this? Maybe we could do that. Maybe we could do this. So I had to because I knew what was going on, I asked the right questions so I knew what I was getting into or not getting into. I had the choice. So be very careful about
that. Okay. Bob says, your programme has hit on a serious issue here. Should we not now have a new act called the Small Print Act, whereby any contract that has print of less than a stipulated size is unenforceable? I think 16 font we should go
16
for.
16 font and in clear language. And as it happens, I mean, there is a new consumer rights directive coming from Brussels, which will be out in the next year or two. And it does have stipulations about things like the size and so on of important conditions. What I would love to see is that the really important stuff, like how to leave contracts and the things that aren't included that you're not covered for, let's say in insurance, I'd love to see them in really ordinary language up front in big letters, as big as the letters that tell you something's only a tenner, you know, and you have to add on lots more. So I'd love to see much more positive changes.
But, you know, we're running out of time. time here, but briefly, refuse collection.
Just a reminder that there are other contracts you're into. There might be penalties for leaving refuse early. Also, think of it when you buy a flight ticket or a package holiday or a ferry ticket. You know, if you cancel early, you might lose the whole amount. Or let's say a ferry or a package holiday might lose partial if you're further away from the date of travel. So the moral of the story is that you have to make your decision to purchase very carefully, because if you want to cancel early, there will be consequences. So, you know,
a few tips.
If you want to cancel very soon after purchase, you may be in luck. That's because of the cooling off period. So you're going to have at least 7 days. This is for purchases made online or from a distance at the door, for example, away from business premises. At least 7 days. Some offer more. If it's financial products like insurance, 14 days. So within that time frame, you can change your mind and pull out, no penalty. Another way that you can get out of a contract without penalty is if the service provider themselves change a significant part of the contract. So in other words, they're breaking part of the deal by altering in a big way one of the terms, then you can pull out without penalty. Usually there's a notice period there. The 30-day notice period we've mentioned, really important to give that notice. And also that you might be able to change your contract within the same service provider before it's up. So check about that if you really want to change. And of course, even handier is not getting into too many contracts in the first place. So think about those alternatives I've mentioned for TV, for broadband, for mobile, you know, shorter contracts or contract-free explorers. Those, but do definitely switch if you can get a better deal. Absolutely. Just think twice before you cancel anything and sign up to anything else so that you won't end up out of pocket.
Okay, I have to say, Tina, you have come to the end of your contract. There is no penalty involved except a big thank you from the Today Show. This is your last appearance
in this.
You've got a real job.
Is this not a real job, Miles?
What we do, a real job?
It's terrific fun. It is the end. Would you believe I've been talking about consumer stuff on this show for 5 years, every week, and irregularly before that. So it's been a long time. And I really hope over that period of time that listeners have picked up some tips, learned a few things.
Well, I certainly have.
I will at least know that you have consumer rights and you can do something about it. So thank you to you, Miles, and to Pat, of course, over the years, and to the wonderful production team outside and upstairs, headed up by Kay. But
where are you going?
Yes, it's time to move on, a new challenge. So I am going to head up the advocacy and public affairs remit at the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. So it's a critical time for Alzheimer, for dementia. You know, there's the imminent publication of the National Dementia Strategy. So that's really exciting. And the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland is the largest dementia-specific service provider in Ireland. There's an awful lot of work to do. So that's where I'm going to in the next while. And I'll be keeping my eye on this programme.
A real job.
And best of luck
last
to Sean O'Rourke in this programme as well, we should say as well. And
absolutely,
thanks to you again.
Unfortunately, you're not going to be working with them, except in the context of the Alzheimer's advocacy. But congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, Miles. Thank you so much.
Change of life and opportunity for you.
Sure. A change comes all the time. Why not embrace it?
Indeed. Tina Leonard, thank you very much indeed.